was called Wilties in the Yard. Wilties, which is just short for Wiltie Pole, a breed of sheep that we have here. And, yeah, it was just an acrylic painting that I did from a photo that I took of the sheep in the yard.
Okay. Now, one of the interesting things about your painting, I thought, last year was the fact that this competition, you know, it's about really encouraging anyone in the community who's, you know, whether they're an artist or an emerging artist or a new artist into applying. And as I understand it, your Wiltie Poles painting was one of the first you've ever done. Was that the case?
Yeah, I mean, apart from like high school paintings, but yeah, it was the first, I guess, proper painting that I tried to do. So I was pretty chuffed that it won and got a bit of exposure. But yeah, I took myself along to Amanda Johnson's art classes just to get, you know, the basics to get started, which was quite helpful in allowing my own style to come out.
Now, it's interesting that you say that Wilties in the Yard was a painting done from a photograph, because this year in the 2012 Local Life competition, what we're actually asking people to do is to submit all of their entries online. And this year, at least in part, it's a photography competition where people are being encouraged to make something, take a photograph of it, and then submit it online. So sort of a reversal of your technique, wasn't it?
Yeah, it sounds like a good idea because, I mean, now with iPhones and, you know, smartphones, so you can be out in the middle of nowhere. You don't necessarily have to have your SLR with you. You can just take a great photo.
Yeah, exactly. Now, one of the things that they're asking for is people to be, you know, really creative with this. This sort of, you know, the online photography really frees up the competition and people can do a painting and take a photo of it, do a sculpture and take a photo of it, or even just go out and take a photo of the area. And, you know, this competition is all about celebrating what local life means to the artist. Now, you have a bit of a background in photography yourself, don't you?
Yeah, I'm a qualified photographer and I worked as a photographer back in Perth. I started up my own business doing, it was kind of a niche market doing pets, like cats and dogs and the odd kid here and there. But just mainly because I had an interest in that area. I always loved photographing animals, i.e. the Wilties in the Yard. That's just where my interest lies. Yeah, that's kind of where I started. I started with photography, mainly because I didn't know how to paint, so... I kind of was looking to capture the beauty that I saw or the interesting things that I saw, and because I didn't know how to paint, I just thought, okay, I'll do photography.
The colours in our area here around Broken Hill and the surrounding sort of countryside, there's, you know, there's the current greens, of course, but then there's also the deep reds and so on, and it's an area that's inspired a lot of art, hasn't it?
Yeah, definitely. I think... yeah, it kind of mesmerises people. I mean, it's not just the colours, but it's the vastness of it. And also, sometimes when it is in drought, it just looks like a foreign place, like a moonscape kind of thing. It's quite, like, you feel like you're on a film set kind of thing. It's just so different. And, you know, we get people out here that comment that they like to come out here just for the... It's almost like a therapy. It's like therapeutic to have this much open space around you.
Yeah, for sure. Now, do you think there's any possibility of there being another Pip Hughes entry in the Local Life 2012, considering your interest in photography?
Oh, I think so. But it does sound interesting that it's not just straight photography, that it can be a photo of something else that's arty that you've done. That's interesting too.
Do you have any tips for someone who's maybe an amateur photographer when it comes to, let's just imagine maybe someone's got a sculpture they've made for this, any tips for someone when it comes to taking a photo before submitting it to us?
Yeah, the main one that springs to mind is getting a different vantage point, like get a different perspective. One of the most critical things with photography is change the perspective, because we're so used to looking at everything from our height, you know, a human standing up, that's what we see. And the picture changes so dramatically when you, you know, go up or down or left or right, or to change the angle that you're shooting from.
Okay.
It makes people look at things in a new way. And the other thing is, like, whatever the focal point you want to be, like when I was working with animals or kids or people, you really need the eye to be in focus. And if everything else is out of focus, that's fine, as long as the eye's in focus.
I see.
So the main thing that you want to be communicating with people, that can be in focus, and it often looks quite interesting if everything else is out of focus.
I see. Well, I think it's going to be quite a different year this year for the Sala Local Life Competition, and I'm looking forward to seeing how creative people get, and I'm looking forward to seeing what you come up with as well, Pip.
Yes, me too. Bring it on.